I've had moments, and maybe it's the hormones, maybe it's not, but like where I've been on a walk and just thinking of you as a father, I'm like brought to tears and also just overwhelmed with the significance of it, just knowing how much work that you've done around that part of your life, around your own father and just the father figure in general. Do you feel like you've had to really confront any fears or doubts in the wake of that work, or has it just naturally worked together to open you up and to this like new role and feel pretty confident?
I mean, I think I feel pretty confident, but that's laced in the fact that I understand I'm not doing this alone.
Yeah.
And my mom was my everything, is my everything. And I remember one time, and I don't know if it was in the last episode, but I may have given the anecdote where I remember we were at one of our family friends' homes, and my mom's friend had also raised her child as a single parent. However, she raised a daughter. And she basically asked me a question, "Sean, is there anything you feel like you lacked being raised by a single woman?" I was like, "Yeah, without question." And the woman's response was, "I don't agree. All the child needs is love." And I hear that, but I will vehemently say, my mom can't teach me how to be a man. And I don't mean that in the generalization or stereotypical or everyone thinks that a man looks a certain way, as much as I mean that in a practical, and maybe she could have done these things, and this is not to be disparaging, but that wasn't part of the plan, but like shaving, learning how to throw a football, going to the back and playing catch. And part of it is maybe she didn't have the time or bandwidth, obviously having to provide for my brother and me. There's a lot of thoughts I have about, well, what does it look like for me to teach him to be a man? And I know that while my presence won't simply be enough, I think the way in which I treat you, how we talk about things, how we handle our business, how we prioritize, or at least right now, talk about prioritizing our relationship. But I think the dark side of that is your boy has demons. Like, I still got a lot I'm working through as it pertains to not having my dad around and what that looks like and how I've treated people in the past and why I respond to certain things the way I do. And so I think all of that is constant work. Don't see that as you just wake up one day and you've arrived. As much as it is rearing a child, I imagine we can read countless books about how this is quote unquote supposed to go or things that people have done. And I'm a firm believer in experience is undefeated. And so having people around who have raised multiple kids is great, and to lean on them and learn from them. But he's ours. And this is our family, and the way in which he reacts to something or how we react to something may not be the same response that your parents would have had or my parents would have had or people who have talked to us parents would have had. And so it's this fine line between how I was raised, who I am, how I hope to be, versus what he's like when he's actually here. And that's why I think it's just continuing to have the conversation, because right now all of this is theoretical, and by the time this joint drops, I think, God willing, he'll be here. And so, or around the time he'll be here. And I may have a very different answer.
Yeah, it's so funny to think about. There are so many parenting resources. There's books. You can ask anyone who has kids their advice, or they'll give it to you whether you ask it or not. And there's this idea that I definitely subscribe to, which is the child also has a very specific like soul agenda, where we think we have to like teach them everything in order to be who they are in the world. while I don't think it's all wrong, I do think that there's, yeah, a part of the individual child that is there innately. And so how can we, as parents, see that, recognize that, love that, respect that without trying to change it? And it kind of makes me think of like how I used to be when I was dating, and even with you, like early on, like when we first met, and even tendencies that showed up when we first started dating, where I had that tendency to control and want to change you or other people who I dated in order for me to feel better, in order for me to feel more comfortable. And I think about that a lot with our child, and also how I was reared. I was definitely loved and accepted. And I also experienced my parents kind of controlling in certain ways out of fear or out of a need for us to be a certain way in order for them to feel a certain way. So yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot, because I think we can be excited about all the aspects of this child that you're like, oh, I can't wait to do this with them because that's going to be so fun. And you've said like multiple times, like, oh, what if they don't like that? Or what if they're not into that? And how that feels as a parent or as Sean, it's really interesting to kind of feel into that. Do you also believe that the child has his own innate coding that we have like kind of nothing to do with?
Couple of things. You said a lot. So I challenge the notion that we have nothing to do with. I think it is our job as parents to guide and usher our children, sure, and protect them first and foremost, but it's to help bring out whatever it is they want to do. So I agree with you that there are things that we didn't directly, or that we don't directly know or expect.
Yeah.
But if and when we either find those things out or tease them out of him, it's our job to then like stoke that fire, regardless of if that's something that we like, we're accustomed to, et cetera. And that can be hard. And I already know that's going to be hard for me, right? Whether it's he doesn't like sports. Like sports was so much of who I was and my identity. And so potentially having to learn something else is going to be challenging for me. But if that's something that brings us closer, then I got to figure it out. The other piece I'll say, when you said that, you know, your parents, whether it was controlled out of fear or something else, I've definitely felt that way in the past. But I also believe that part of it is out of love,
sure,
right? Where going back to that notion of protection, maybe they didn't know any better and they wanted to protect you. We want to protect our child, like you want to protect me at times. You tell me not to do certain things. Like, I think there's a notion that parents have it all figured out. And I think we're going to learn very quickly that there's no playbook, right? One of my largest anxiety or fears currently is the moment where we get handed our baby and they pat us on the shoulder and they're like, have at it. Good luck. Like, yo, we're leaving this hospital. We walked in here, just me and you. And now we're walking out 3 deep and this is going to be crazy. But I would love to flip that question back to you in terms of, do you feel, I don't want to say ready, but do you feel motherly? Like you are the oldest of four. How do you think about potentially bringing a child into the world, a mixed baby, if that, and how you feel about that? How you think the world's going to respond and react to him and your role, guide, feeling in that whole thing?
Yeah. I've always felt, for as long as I could kind of like own that motherly feeling, I've definitely felt that as a part of my path. I think it helps being like the eldest child. And I wouldn't say that my mom made me like a second mom to my siblings, but I think just innately as the eldest, you not only like pave the way in certain ways and uncomfortable ways, but you're also observing your siblings and seeing yourself in them and really wanting either them to do better, best for them. So I've always had that just desire to, yeah, be a mom. And I think in more recent years, it's become clearer and clearer just through a deeper understanding of kind of my soul's path, that it's a part of my purpose. And I think over the last however many years of the podcast, like 7 years of the podcast, it's been interesting to actually own that, because you can become so career focused and accolade focused and outwardly facing, like, this is what I do, this is what I offer, this is why you should follow me, like me, listen to me. And for me to say that motherhood is a part of my purpose, it's not something that I will get validation from the world for.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.